This is where the truly comprehensive nature of the Actualize operating system starts to come into view, where the horizontal states join up with the vertical levels and lines of development. It can be a heady view to take in, and one might wonder at this point how realistic it is to hope to experience states of consciousness that relate to unlocking and activating your full potential. How does one practice this in relation to the understanding of lines and levels that we have already discussed, and in a way that ensures one develops one's higher capacities?
The key that we find to development is something that we've mentioned a few times before, but it becomes really important as we now start to look at the actual practices that are involved in the development of both structures or levels and states. And it's crucial to both of them because it's the same basic principle. And once we understand evolution and the developmental process, we'll see why it's similar for both. But first, I'll just state the principle. Robert Keegan, the very famous developmentalist at Harvard Graduate School, member of Integral Institute and all-around brilliant developmentalist, he has said, quote, "I know of no better way to summarize development than that the subject of one stage becomes the object of the subject of the next." And so you start out identified with a level, that's your subject. And so you're seeing the world through that level. You can't see it because it's your subject. And so then you move to the next level, you do a couple things. One, you disidentify with exclusively identifying with that level. If you actually like going up a real ladder, if you move from the second rung to the third rung, you have to step off the second rung and you step up to the third rung, you identify with it. The view of the world you had from the second rung is gone. View gone. Now you've got the view from the third rung. But the first and second rungs are still there. Those are the basic rungs. Those are things that stay. And the views are the things that drop off. And so then as you move to the fourth rung, you disidentify with the third, identify with the fourth, drop the view from the third rung, identify with the view from the fourth rung. And so that subject becoming object, as you're at the third rung, you can't see it because it's your subject. When you move to the fourth rung, you can see the third rung as an object. And now you can't see the fourth rung, and so on. So anything that helps the subject become object will help growth. And this turns out to be true in structures and in states. So I have exercises to help look at structures as object. And then also when we come to states, looking at states as objects. So meditation helps because it's a sort of archetypal form of looking within and seeing your subject as an object and therefore transcending it. And then if you keep looking within, you keep looking within, you keep seeing objects, you make those, you disidentify with those, you keep moving higher, higher, higher until you get to what Zen Master Shibayama called absolute subjectivity, which is your true self, the pure witness that can't be made an object. It's just pure awareness, pure subject. And so then you have disidentified with all objects, body, mind dropped, and you're identified with infinite awareness, infinite consciousness as pure subjectivity. That's aware of all small subjects and objects. And so that's the aim of moving through states to state enlightenment. And you can do that at almost every level. But the problem, as I briefly mentioned here, is that if you go through that state sequence and you do it at, let's say, mythic, then when you get to the end and you're in a state of unity consciousness, you'll be one with your entire world, but your entire world only includes up to mythic. It doesn't include rational, pluralistic, integral, and superintegral. They're all over your head. You won't see them, and therefore you won't be one with them. States have been understood for 100,000 years because they're first person. You can see them. You look inside. If you're experiencing bliss, you see bliss. If you're experiencing love, you see love. If you're experiencing hate, you see hate. Structures you can't see looking inside. You can sit on your meditation mat for years and you'll never see something that said, that's a pluralistic thought. So all of the great meditative systems and all of the great religious systems worldwide, these are 1,000 or 2,000 years old. None of them are 100 years old. None of them include structures. So that's what we want to do is let you see, okay, here's the structures. What level are you at? Because you can be at any stage. What we've done is added an extra axis of growth. And if you look at the meditative state maps around the world, they're all essentially the same. They all talk about gross, subtle, causal, witnessing, non-dual. And yet none of them have structures.